This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. Ricky Rijos is ratcheting up his hoop dreams. Ricky, who's a member of KERA's class of 17, has left one private basketball coach for a new, pricier one, whose clients include NBA and top college players. As part of KERA's American Graduate Initiative, here's a glimpse inside the big dollar world of youth sports. It may seem like a typical summer for a 15-year-old suburban kid obsessed with basketball. Ricky Rijos practiced all summer and went with the family on a week-long summer vacation out of state. Did he even think about getting a job?
No. I wanted money, but I was kind of a little lazy. And I'd rather go to the gym every day than, like, go and work and all that. But Mom said I have to get one next summer, definitely.
No summer job is fine with Dad.
If you're a great student, athlete, and you keep your A's and B's, I've got everything else. That's all I ask. Absolutely, and be a loving kid. So those three things are probably his goals.
And Ricky's big picture goal? A basketball career. With Dad's help, direction, and dollars, he's pursuing it, now with a new private coach.
One, two, three, good, come on, man.
Tyler Ralph, who's 30, was a hotshot guard named Mr. Basketball in New York during high school. In college, he played for West Virginia, then St. Bonaventure. A knee injury ended his playing career, but he stayed in the game.
I'm 6 foot, 185. You know, I'm not a physical specimen by any means, but, you know, I played at a high major level, you know, so I've been around, you know, a lot of good basketball. And so I think kids at that age can look to me and say, well, if he did it, why can't I? How much better could you be, you know, if you had this type of skill set?
That's good enough for Ricky.
Because that's like the size I'm going to be. I think the doctor said I'll be like 5'9", 5'8", 5'10", something around there. So, like, if he's that good, then, like, that's pretty cool.
Ralph's innovative basketball drills have attracted NBA players like Marcus Smart and Amari Stoudemire. At a price, however. Four individual sessions cost $1,100. 10 weekly workouts with up to a dozen kids, another $360.
We signed up for the whole gamut of the season.
That's Ricky's dad, Ricky Rijos Sr.
So we signed up for the next 2 months in every single training that he has here in the city of Dallas. We'll be in well over $1,000, but it's going to be very well worth it.
For some kids with the right size and skills, this kind of coaching is just a nice add-on. For others who can afford it, like Ricky, it's a pricey necessity. Marlene Dixon is a professor of sports management at Troy University.
Say 10 years ago, if kids were playing select, and especially, you know, 15 to 20 years ago, if kids were playing these select private sports, it absolutely gave them a competitive advantage. But now it's caught up. And so many other people are doing it too, that it simply keeps you up with everybody else.
Dixon says youth sports has become big business. Even top high school coaches get sucked in, adding to the private club appeal.
It has definitely ballooned in size and capacity.
Back at the court on Valley View, Ricky's working on skills learned from his new coach.
He just gives you more moves. Like, he shows you more moves to do in practice to make you a better scorer. He gets in, like, one-on-one talks with you instead of just doing it in groups. He'll, like, pull you aside and talk to you about it and tell you your mistake, and then you have to go over and, like, fix it.
Ricky hopes to fix enough to make the team this season at Flower Mound High School. Tryouts start next week, the first week of school. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.